The John Hope Settlement House is losing $30,000 a month, according to its director, Nina Pandy. She says the problem started about 6 years ago when the nonprofit discontinued two contracts with the State Department of Children, Youth and Families that were worth about $2 million a year. Then in 2011, a private foundation grant worth $1.3 million a year expired. Pandy was asked whether the agency will survive past this year.
I wish I had a crystal ball and could tell you that. I mean, we're chipping away at it slowly. What I can tell you is we've reduced the monthly deficit since November till now by about $15,000 or $18,000 a month. So we are successful at reducing expenses and increasing revenues, but it all depends on how funding flows into the organization.
The red ink at Hope House has prompted the Legislative Black and Latino Caucus to request a hearing with the agency's leaders. But Hope House Board Chair Matthew Stark turned down the invitation, saying the purpose of such a forum was unclear. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.